Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. And Nun in the Old Testament is the father of Yahushua. Yahushua is not just the man 2,000 years ago, nor the man so-called 4,000 years ago. Yahushua is every last one of us. Yahushua is the universe. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity, deliverance, and liberty for the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, warning of the impending doom and judgment on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The Most High wants to take vengeance on them, and will take vengeance on us if we do not stand up and become the Yahushua that we are. So Yahushua is the son of Nun. These principles, health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, and liberty, these principles which are alive in the universe and are alive within you and me, are the sons and daughters of the waters of Nun, the waters of the Almighty Father in the personification of Nun, in that water of Nun that is the seed and germ of life that we would call sperm, is these lives these principles that are Yahushua. And they say, okay, Jesus is the Son of God, but we are saying all of us are sons and daughters of God, and the Bible, the Most High, and the Bible is telling us that. Do you know that in Exodus, I believe it might be chapter 4, but Google, go to the Strong's blueletterbible.org, blueletterbible.org. It's in my summary page. And research the word Israel. And in the book of Exodus, the Most High says that Israel is the firstborn son of the Most High. But I thought that was just Jesus by himself. Here's the Most High speaking about a whole people, and in reality speaking about the human family, and in reality speaking about the universe, and in scientific reality showing us that all of us are sons and daughters of the watery waves of the Almighty Father, sacred masculine, sacred male power personified in Nun. We are the sons and daughters of Nun. Now, let's move to Exodus chapter 14 for the remaining roughly 45 minutes, a little bit more. This Sunday school lesson, we have all that science as a backdrop. The Sunday school lesson for November the 17th, 2013, the beginning of freedom. Remember, Moshe, Moshe, Mos, Mosa, Akmos, Kakmos, Akmoshe, Kakmoshe. Remember Moses, the African Kemet Hebrew black man, learned in all the ancient, all of this science we have been studying. Moshe, Moses, was learned, studied all of that. And he is depicted as leading the rebellion against the Hyksos Pharaoh. Now, Moshe, leading the first begotten son, or the firstborn, because begotten means born, firstborn son Israel into freedom, which is symbolic that that spirit of Moshe in the universe, that spirit of Moshe within ourselves, is here to lead us as the firstborn, of the Most High. Under the title Israel, God prevails. We are the gods and the goddesses, and we have the power to prevail against any wicked spirit soul energy, tapping into the righteous spirit soul energy, tapping into the Moshe Moses power within ourselves. We lead ourselves out of captivity into freedom, justice, and equality. Moshe leading the rebellion. Moshe leading the firstborn son of the Most High Israel into freedom, justice, and equality. Moshe rebelling against the European Indo-European invaders known as the Hyksos, who had stolen the religion, stolen the knowledge, but used the knowledge and wisdom and the religion to enslave and exploit. Is that not the same that is done today? America claims Christianity, but her rulers and leaders use Christianity against the people. The ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschild, claim Judaism, and they use Judaism against the people. We don't reject the religion. We take the tenets and teachings of the religion and take it all the way back to the ancient Africans, liberating the science and the religion and the teaching from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we see that this teaching is very suitable for teaching us how to liberate ourselves from the grips of the same type of leadership and rulers that Moshe fought against so many years ago, representing the continuous rebellion of the poor, working class, oppressed masses in any time period, in any age. When you look at Denmark Vesey and Gabriel Prosser and Harriet Tubman and Malcolm X and Sojourner Truth and Fannie Lou Hamer and Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King and Elijah Muhammad and the Black Panthers and Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois and Ella Baker and the anti-war movement and the Black Power movement and the left student movement. That's Moshe right here in the universe, right here within ourselves, leading us to freedom, justice, and equality. You have to understand metaphysics. You have to understand symbolism. You have to understand allegory. So chapter 14, we see that by now, the firstborn son of the Most High Israel, gods and goddesses, male and female, masculine and feminine, they are in the about to go into the wilderness, about to cross the Red Sea, that is called the Red Sea. And they are a beginning nation, a new nation. Remember all of the principles that we studied. Remember energy at rest. Remember energy in motion. Remember turbulence and chaos. Remember Atum, putting all things in order. So the African Hebrew Israelite nation, as it concerns freedom, justice, and equality, were not in motion. They were a nation at rest, not moving, not in motion. Now they are in motion, moving towards freedom, justice, and equality. And Moshe, that Atum in our midst, is putting all of this in order, all of this together. It is the same today. It seems that we are at rest. It seems that we are pacified. It seems that we care not about the plight of our sisters and brothers, but we are in motion. We are prophesying that we are about to go in motion for freedom, justice and equality. And the Moshe, the Atum, the Christ, the Yahushua within ourselves is going to be putting everything in order, putting the earth, the universe in order, putting the human family in order. Chapter 14, verse 19. The angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Now, the angel, 4397, Malak, Hebrew side, messenger, masculine noun. We're looking at these principles through the sacred masculine. Messenger, representative, messenger, angel, theophonic angel. Let's begin with theophonic angel. Theophonic means the spirit soul energy that is called angel, that the ancient aliens theorists would call ancient aliens. Doesn't matter to me. We're all describing the same reality. That the theophonic reality is the spirit and soul energy is personified, manifested in material reality. So the whole of the universe, every atom, every element in the universe is an angelic, theophonic, angel reality in the material world. Okay, this says the angel of God. This word God is 430, seen as masculine, seen in the masculine. But this word is Elohim, which means gods and goddesses, which also means judges and rulers and divine ones. And so this word also means the works and possessions of God, or I would say the Most High. So we're looking at the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine, the spirit soul energy, God's and goddesses. Remember Nun and Nonet. Remember Ha and Hahet. Remember Kuk and Kaket. Remember Amun and Amonet. Remember Ptah. And remember Atum. These are the gods and the goddesses. And break it further down to Geb, Shu, Ra, and Nut. And the further angelic beings that are associated with the many elements and atoms in the universe. These are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High Yahuwah, that aid us and guide us into the right path. So these went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. Now the word behind, 310. This word is feminine. Akar. This word means behind, follow, after, from behind. We're dealing with the power of the sacred feminine. Wrapping this whole thing up is the sacred feminine. Gods and goddesses went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud. The word pillar is a masculine noun. A pillar is like a phallus, an erect phallus. It's the erect phallus through which the germ of life, seed of life, comes through. Phallus not erect cannot emit seed of life, germ of life called sperm. But phallus erect, a pillar, masculine noun, Amud, 5982, means pillar, a column, upright, a column of smoke. And the root word deals with standing and raising and withstanding. So this power to stand up and support weight is seen through the sacred masculine. And the ancient Africans taught that Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, and these principles are the pillars of the universe that hold up the universe. The pillar of what? Cloud. This is going to be interesting. 6051. Masculine noun. A cloud. A cloudy mass. A cloud mass. A theophanic cloud. This means that we as African Hebrews are looking at the clouds, and clouds form and clouds hold water. This may be why the cloud is masculine, because we're looking at the waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, forming in the clouds. And the root to this is 6049, Anan, Hebrew side, means to make appear, to produce, bring clouds. Now watch this definition, sisters and brothers. To practice soothsaying, to conjure, to observe times, to practice soothsaying or spiritism or magic or augury or witchcraft. Soothsayer, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller. And there are other definitions, but we were told that this was wicked and evil. But here we see that the Most High and Moses working together, soothsaying, conjuring, observing times, spiritism, magic, augury. And I saw that in Genesis, Joseph, when he was testing his brothers, he sent his servant telling the brothers, "Don't you know my master can divine?" But it says, I think it actually says divine there, literally. And the divine is this Anan, to practice spiritism, to use the elements to see the future, to see the mind of the Most High, to tell fortune, to tell whether fortune or whether something bad is going to happen, to divine, to see the future. We were told it was wicked and evil, but it depends on what you are using this power and science for. If you are using it for the wicked ruling class and ruling families, it is wicked. But this power is being used to protect the firstborn of the Most High, here called Israel. Clouds and water and the elements of the universe. Divine, soothsaying, spiritism. And also, when in Genesis, I think it was Isaac, was searching for a wife and went to Laban. And the word, no, was it Isaac or was it Jacob? I believe it was Jacob. Jacob went to his uncle, Laban. And Laban, I believe I have that right now. Oh, God, let me see if I can find this in Genesis. Oh, man. Okay, I can't remember whether it was Isaac or whether it was Jacob. One of these two went to their uncle to find a wife. It might be chapter 35 in the 30s or the 40s chapter. And this uncle is translated as saying, "I have found through experience that you are a blessing from Jehovah to me." That's a paraphrase. But when I looked up That experience and that phrase, it came to divining. It came to spiritism. So this man, if it was either Laban or one of his children, was conjuring, was soothsaying. And he saw through his spiritism, magic, augury, soothsaying, that either Isaac or Jacob, that his presence was good for him. So we are coming to understand that this power is not evil. If you use the power for evil, then you are using it for evil. But when we use this power, because Joseph more than likely would put water in the cup and begin to look into that water and divine and see the future. And we see this same power used right here to help to deliver the children of Israel from the Hyksos, from the slave master. And so the pillar of the cloud, this power of soothsaying and magic and conjuring, this power to use the atoms of the universe, to use the elements of the universe, because the animating spirit, soul, energy of the Most High permeates the whole of the universe. And when we tap into that power and line ourselves with that power, we are given power beyond our imagination. Teach this power to the babies and the youth. And this power went from before their face and stood behind them. The word stood is that word Ahmed, 5975, Hebrew side, means to stand, endure, take a stand, make a stand, stand upright. And the word behind them is that word Akar, and that word is feminine. So you see, we see the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. We see the power of the Most High in the elements of the universe, and Moshe using what is called magic, using spiritism, conjuring and auguring on behalf of the people, so that we can use this power to stand on our behalf for freedom, justice, and equality. Verse 20, chapter 14 of Exodus. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other at night. What this is telling us is that the Hyksos Pharaoh had pursued the children of Israel, the firstborn of the Most High, into the water, into this land mass. And so the angel of the Most High in the pillar of water, water cloud, and fire, using these dynamics to camouflage and shield the firstborn of the Most High, Israel, from the Hyksos Pharaoh, giving darkness to the Hyksos Pharaoh and his soldiers and killers, but giving light to Israel, the firstborn of the Most High. Now, did you catch the darkness? And did you catch the light? Did you catch the principles that we were teaching from the ancient Africans at work right here? Science, the word darkness, is masculine. Koshek, 2822, Hebrew side. It means darkness and obscurity, secret place. And in the ancient African teaching, darkness was kok. Darkness was kok. And then, so the Most High through the angels, through the sacred masculine and feminine, throwing off darkness through the sacred masculine to the Hyksos Pharaoh and the killer soldiers, but at the same time giving light to the firstborn of the Most High, here called Israel. And the word light is 215 Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Here this word is a verb, but we know in other places in the Hebrew, the word light is feminine. And so this word light in the ancient African teaching is called ket, because you have the dialectical polarity, material reality of darkness, kuk, and the opposite, kaket. Kuk is sacred masculine, darkness, and kaket is sacred feminine, light. And you also have the principles of Amun, masculine, representing the hidden and unseen, and Amonet, the sacred feminine, representing that which is revealed. That science right here, under our noses, all the while, but we did not know. Let's take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.